Ja, I
Düsseldorf, our worst is the best.
I good at that.
Good afternoon. Once again, this is Mike Callender live from Barbados in the presence of some honorable gentlemen here representing the American Culinary Federation. And to my right is Mr. Anton W. Deuce. He is one of the experts down here doing some work on behalf of the Federation during the final exam at the Caribbean Culinary Cuisine. And good afternoon to you, Anton. How are you doing?
I am marvelous, thank you for asking.
It's so nice to be in your presence, man. This is like a little team here that just 24 hours ago we didn't even know ourselves, but I feel so happy being in his presence. So how are you doing?
Well, I'm good, and I'm happy to be with you. I mean, it's not very often that we, you know, most of the time people say they break bread, we break chicken wings, right?
Yes, I really was speaking to Michael and admiring you guys during the actual judging that you guys were doing upstairs yesterday and today. Could you give me a little background about you in particular in reference to the affiliation with the American Culinary Federation?
Yeah, so I am the president of a chapter in the Virgin Islands. That's where I happen to make my bed. I live in the Virgin Islands for the last 33 some years. And we have a chapter there, and Peter Eady is our vice president for our chapter, and he's here in Barbados with the school. And so my affiliation with Peter is we're both ACF members. We're both certified executive chefs, and we happen both to be certified evaluator for the ACF. So that is kind of like the door that gets us into the same room. And of course, we have very similar backgrounds. Edie snuck into France and got his education as a cook there, and I'm from Switzerland and got my education there. So we both have that European background. I think we're both pretty much passionate when it comes up to food, and so that kind of binds us together. As I kind of like that, you know, you take two cups of water and pour them in one glass, you can't really tell which one it was anymore, right?
That's right.
So that's a little bit my kind of thing. So
Personally, I could see that you love the business. Could you give me a little background of how you got to this level in your career?
Sure. I just listened to Michael speak about his accomplishments and how he got into the food business. Now, mine is a little bit different, and it's probably a little bit shocking to some people which are in the culinary industry. I did not become a cook because I wanted to be a cook. I came in the industry because of the necessity of the means to travel. So I come out of foster care, and so I always read magazines and books about the world, and that I lived in Switzerland. I looked for a means for me to finance these travels, and I found that cooks were traveling all over the world with that Swiss background, and other people were paying their ways to go there. So I said, well, you know, that's a good thing. Besides that, my foster dad was a cook on the railways, was probably back in my subconscious mind something that got me into that direction. Mm-hmm. But really, I became a cook because of the needs of my travel needs, right? And I always tell people it's kind of like an arranged Indian marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really know each other, but you start loving each other down the road. Mm-hmm. So my love of food developed while I was working it. My thing was I wanted to do a good job, so I would be hired by another chef, or somebody would go and point me in the right direction, and I could see another country or another place or whatever else. And in the process of so, I worked with some very good chefs who then kind of either opened my eyes or kicked my butt, either or, but it got me in the right direction. So. That's really my background. I came to the United States in 1981, over, you know, traveling from the Far East, and lastly I lived in Bermuda before I came to the States. I became affiliated with the ACF again. I was looking for a means to further my career. I started teaching about 20 years ago in St. Croix at a local technical school, and I needed to have somewhat of more than just a culinary background. And so I was looking for an association or some kind of agency that could verify my credentials. And that's how I really got to ACF. And I gotta say that I think that the validation of one's achievement has to have somewhat of a credibility, otherwise it's just as good as the paper it's written. And the ACF has established itself as being the leading association for chefs in the United States. It is a member of WACS, as Michael said, the World Chefs Association Society. And as such, I am proud to have achieved certifications through that association and have established myself as being a certified executive chef within the ACF. That's it. Don't get me anymore. That's good.
Okay. what an incredible life and progress. I mean, you got into this business not knowing that you was gonna be this far in your life. What affiliation you have to Do's and Don'ts Consulting Corp? Group.
Well, so here, as we do, as we progress in our lives, we do different things. So. I was a cook for many years. Like I said, I moved to St. Croix in mid-80s. I had the opportunity to open a restaurant, and as luck has it, and I just do contribute that to mostly luck, I was able to open another restaurant. In the end of, I had seven of these stupid things. I was able to get into a hotel with the same luck, if you want so. Eventually we had two of those. And I really want to say I was very lucky. You know, when you have nothing and you work hard, and you know, with a little bit of luck you can still make something out of yourself. And then so about 20 years ago I was asked if I could help opening a culinary school in St. Croix. They had a brand new facilities built and didn't have the qualified personnel there to put the program together. So I kind of went there on a limb, not knowing what I got myself into. I had some time during the day, so I figured I'd give them a couple hours each day. And what I did not know is that in education they give you 30 new kids every year, and every year you feel sorry for a couple of guys that you want to go and finish their education up. And so 20 years later I'm still trying to figure out which one I'm going to finish up now, right? So that's was my second job. And then within that time, being that I used to own the restaurants and was a little bit involved in the hotel industry, people constantly called me to get some advice. Can you help me out with this? I'm opening a new restaurant, you know, can you come over and help me do the menu? Or And so out of this became eventually a consulting company. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty local. It's mostly St. Thomas, St. Croix, St. John, hopefully when it builds back up. Small operations. We did a couple of larger ones as well. But basically it's what I've always done, and that is work along with somebody, do some hand-on training, whatever the need to be it the front of the house in customer service or back of the house in knife skills. And so that's where the company came in. You know, next thing is going to be retirement, right?
That's right. That's right. You know? Truthfully,
that's our final chapter then.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't know that you're ready to retire.
I don't think.
You're not ready yet.
I don't think any chef is ever going to be ready. I think we may officially collecting government pensions, but I think what happens is we're still going to be on the road helping another friend out, yes, traveling to another place in the world and learning something. And I think Michael said it quite well. Kids always ask me, well, when do you know you're a chef? And I says, I don't know, probably when they close the box on you. I mean, that's it. I mean, you're done. You can't really learn anymore after that. But before that, I mean, there is so many things. The food and beverage or hospitality gastronomy industry is such a field that it's crazy. I mean, you go somewhere, and Michael has been here now, 2 days, and I'm sure he learned some new stuff, even if it's just fiber and sweet potatoes.
One last question, Anton, is how did you assess the students?
So, I think the word that you just used is assessment. It's really what we do. So, I don't want to make this. I don't want to get this confused with a competition, right? So, in a competition, we are looking for the inspiration a chef would have in painting a plate and in using innovative techniques and creating out of this world kind of things, right? And then we judge chefs against these particular skills. And what we did this 2 days is we evaluated the basic skills of a cook, right? So we were not too interested in how many cute little cutesy things they had on their plate. We were not too interested if they understood how to put a paintbrush on a plate or how to use a spoon to put a swoosh on a plate. We were more interested in were they able to identify tastes and marry them together. Were they able to understand to reduce something to extract more flavor from? Did they understand the techniques of cooking, that the chicken would be cooked to 165 degrees internal temperature, or did they violate any of the sanitation skills? Did they remember that when food goes from their hands to somebody else's mouth, that they use somewhat of a protective shield, either gloves or tongs or things like that? So we looked at the basic skills, and I'm really happy to say that these 15 students that we evaluated the last 2 days have shown some exceptional skills. Certainly there were some things that might be gotten a little bit off the track, but generally I don't think that train derailed. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I think we saw some very interesting combination on the plate. Flavor profiles were interesting. And like I said, even though these are 15 students or newcomers to our business, we learned from them. We took some new information with us of how maybe an item should or should not be presented, how we can go and marry a flavor that might stick out. So overall, I think the students did a very, very good job. It is an accreditation to the Caribbean Culinary Institute and its instructors in having prepared the students quite well. And again, Michael said it very well before, within the first few minutes of evaluating somebody, you know if that person belongs where he is. I mean, in any profession, not just in ours as chefs, I'm sure that if a welder has a guy come in and lights a torch and just starts to go and burn holes into steel, he can tell if that is the right guy for the job. So mm-hmm. can we. Mm-hmm. And I got to say that there was not one student that, maybe we kind of had a little doubt, but even the doubt one picked himself up to the point where everything was fine. There was, you know, nothing to complain about. I think the, you know, what the objective was achieved. I think the school needs to be congratulated. It's well planned, and the product itself is very visible at the end.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anton Dus. This is Mike Callender signing off once again. I thank you for being here in Barbados and taking part in this event for the last 2 days. I'll be speaking to you definitely, because I realize that you're into the hospitality business, and I'll be contacting you
anytime
to market and promote your neighborhood, your block of the woods.
There you go. Sounds good to me, and we certainly could use that.
That's right. Thank you very much.